Okay.
1027 1035 WICY, your feel good favorites from the 80s and more. 940 on Wednesdays. We get an update out of Aliside Medical Center inside the community. And we have a new guest on board today. It's Dr. Gerald Cahill, who is a primary care physician at Aliside Medical Center. And good morning, Gerald.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Now, you have some very interesting but very important topics that need to be honed in on today. Where do you want to start?
Well, this morning I want to review the annual physical exam that most of us are familiar with, and also some of the recommendations from the United States Preventive Medicine Task Force for health screening, particularly cancer screening for people over 50 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past year, as you well know, during the pandemic, much of our health care has moved from provider offices to telemedicine.
Yeah.
This at least afforded all of us the opportunity for a one-to-one provider consultation, but it also has limited our ability to do a thorough physical exam. And a perfect example of this was a news report on CBS television this Saturday morning on CBS Morning News. And a physician from Oklahoma was on who had noticed a mole on her cheek, and she had a telemedicine consultation with a dermatologist, and he felt it was benign from what he could see on television. But unfortunately, the mole continued to change, and months later, a biopsy revealed that it was an invasive melanoma. And it's quite possible if this had been seen in person, biopsy could have been done then, and it might have relieved this woman of any further extensive surgery that she eventually required.
Wow.
And at this time, you know, as we're approaching the, at least being able to see the light at the end of the tunnel from the pandemic crisis, I feel it is time to return to the in-person physical exam. Annually, patients should have a complete exam while wearing an appropriate exam gown. So, and this allows the provider to thoroughly examine skin and any areas of possible concern, such as lymph nodes, areas of pain or discomfort, and any other area of the body. You know, at that time, your lab tests can also be reviewed. And we can take a look at the sugar, cholesterol, kidney and liver function test. And up here in the North Country, where we have a reduced sun during the winter months, we can also check vitamin D levels, which can be very helpful in the individual's health.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, I mean, you stated that that one condition that the lady had was one example. Who knows how many more are going untreated?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You hit on a good point there. You know, and it's not that people aren't trying, but the technology itself is still can't replace the physical exam that you can, when you see the person up close, you can feel, palpate a lesion such as that and get a better idea of what you're dealing with.
Exactly. More firsthand, no pun intended. So it's interesting. We are seeing light at the end of the tunnel. So I just want to, I interrupted you a little bit, but I want to let you go where you left off here.
Oh, that's not a problem. You know, and another reason, and a thing we can do at the visit, but which has also been done online, we can discuss any concerns that the person may have, and all personal habits can be reviewed, such as diet, exercise, alcohol use, and tobacco use, and we can also review family history again.
So all that stuff, very important, is part of a thorough process to get a rounded check on someone, you know,
right,
through and through, yeah.
Right. And then when dealing with women over 50, we can stress the need for breast exams annually, and mammograms and pap smears also need to be reviewed. Breast exams should be done annually, and mammograms at least every 2 years for women who are not at high risk, and for those who are at risk, for, such as family history of breast cancer or previous abnormal mammograms, they should have one annually.
Okay.
Men, on the other hand, certainly need an open discussion about prostate cancer and the value of what's called the PSA test. There is some controversy about the PSA test, but it still remains the best way to evaluate for prostate health along with a digital rectal exam. I know a lot of people are squeamish about having the exam, But if you can put your feelings aside for a few seconds, it can reveal a lot of information, and we're also able to test for blood in the stool at the same time. Both sexes need to be evaluated for colon cancer screening, and colonoscopies need to be discussed with both men and women. Screening colonoscopy is recommended for both sexes at age 50, but earlier if there are risk factors such as a family history of colon cancer. And in addition to that, what is newer in our protocol is lung cancer screening for anybody who's smoked for a 15-year pack history. And at age 50, a low-dose CAT scan of the lungs is recommended. And then again on an annual basis. If anybody has not smoked for over 15 years, then sometimes you can stop that. But it has been a real lifesaver since some lung cancers have been diagnosed early and the patients have had curative treatment. In addition, you know, we can look at the immunization schedules, pneumonia vaccine, flu vaccine, and shingles vaccine, along with tetanus every 7 years. But of most importance at this time is the COVID vaccine. It saves lives, and the side effects have been minimal. I've had four patients in the office today, and all of them have had the COVID vaccine, and nobody's had a problem. I've had it, my family's had it, and when everybody becomes eligible, they should go ahead and take advantage of this. It's going to help get us all back to normal and hopefully put this pandemic in the rearview mirror, you know, by as we get into the latter parts of this year. But anyway, I hope I've been able to stress to you the importance of the physical exam. You know, telemedicine has taught us a lot. We're able to use new technologies to make contact with our patients. But an annual exam is still a very important modality and should be utilized by everyone.
I agree. I agree totally on that front. And we do appreciate it. It's Dr. Gerald Cahill with us, who's a primary care physician. All a bunch of great information. Lights at the end of the tunnel. And I see it getting brighter. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Oh, I feel good about it. I'm all hopeful it would eventually. I'm also, just as a little aside, I'm on the Rec Park Board of Commissioners, and we're doing a lot to, you know, open up the outdoors for people this summer, this winter, with the help of other board members and Jennifer Hathaway. We had skating, we had sliding, we had a lighted hiking trail near the Pinnacle. And getting people out of doors was great. And one thing with the pandemic, people spend more time outdoors doing things than they ever did before, and I hope this continues. So activities outside are great, and the healthier we stay maybe and get immunized, the faster we'll all recover from this.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Dr. Cahill, for your time today, okay?
It was my pleasure, and I hope everybody stays well.
All right, and I do as well. Hopefully, we're all in this together. It's 1027, 1035, WICY, Inside the Community, with those from Aliside Medical Center today, primary care physician, Dr. Gerald Cahill. Who knows who it'll be next week, but it'll be right here at 940 on Wednesdays, 1027, 1035, WICY.